I'm Mary Obana. Welcome to Shine. I'm all about friendly, soul-nourishing, spiritually inspired conversations that expand perspectives and offer practical guidance so you can live joyfully and shine brightly. I believe your experiences are a result of the perspective you bring to your circumstances. If you expand your perspective, you can transform your life. I believe everyone has something special within them, a unique gift, a light you are to find and share with the world. You are meant to shine. I believe you are meant to live with complete joy and peace, nothing less. It's just awaiting your allowing. Ready to get to it? Here we go. Hey there. Thanks for tuning in and letting me join you wherever you are. I just shared a few things that I believe, as you heard in the intro to this podcast, but there's another thing that I believe too that is right up there with these others. It is this. I believe you have a deep knowing, guidance that is ready to serve you. It is always accessible to you if you pay attention. This is what we're going to dive into today. There's something beautiful about a deep knowing. When you are faced with a decision or a situation you need to act on, a deep knowing is when you just, well, know. It isn't the result of a drawn-out cerebral exercise where you bat around every possible scenario, weigh all the pros and cons, analyze every potential outcome after gathering input from any number of sources. Your friends, family, subject matter experts, or the Google. Knowing doesn't come from the outside. Nope. Knowing comes from deep within you. There's no wondering in the knowing. There's no questioning or doubting. There's no wishing. This may be a funny analogy, but knowing feels like your favorite pair of jeans. Okay, stay with me. There's no sagging or pinching. They're snug where you want them to be and loose where you need them to be. You never wonder if you should have worn something else. They fit you just right. There are no reminders of your imperfections. You don't doubt yourself. You always feel good when you wear them. No wondering, no questioning, no wishing, just right. That's what knowing feels like. The other thing about knowing is that it's right for you. We have people all around us, people we love and respect, who love and respect us. I'm so grateful for the wisdom of family and friends, authors, spiritual luminaries, among others. They all have wonderfully different perspectives, which I always appreciate and learn from. Every conversation expands my knowledge, contributes to my perspective, and opens my world because their views come from their unique experiences, their learning, and their vantage points. I get to benefit from all of it. But just like those favorite pair of jeans, when you're seeking an answer, sometimes you can't just throw on your best friend's jeans, as fabulous as they are, and expect them to fit you just right. You are unique. When I was in the fitness industry, I can't tell you the number of stories I heard about people trying something. It was a workout or a diet or a new piece of equipment that worked wonders for somebody they knew, but didn't seem to work for them. They couldn't understand why. It wasn't that the method itself was necessarily bad or wrong or ineffective. It's just that it wasn't the best solution for them. Knowing is accessing the ultimate guidance that is just right for you. Knowing isn't a thought which you can contest or debate. Thoughts come from your mind, which is why they can be easily changed, influenced by others' opinions, and questioned. Knowing comes from a place deep down that comes with certainty and peace. That's what enables you to trust in it. Listen to it. And as with anything, as you get more intimately acquainted with your knowing, you'll be able to access it more readily. There's never regret following the knowing. So this knowing, how do you access it? Well, for some, it's that gut instinct that just comes. For others, it requires getting quiet, because for many of us, the only thing standing in the way between where you are and the knowing that's available to you is a busy mind. You have to quiet your mind, turn off the noise so you can sense, hear, feel the knowing. It takes some practice to access that quiet, the calm and stillness within each of us. It's like the ocean. You know, on the surface, there's turbulence and noise created by the wind and waves. But if you sink deep down, there's always silence, calm, peace. Our minds, they live on the ocean surface. Our knowing lives on the ocean's floor, away from the noise. So where does this knowing come from? I mean, what is it? The source of this guidance, this wisdom, can be called many things. Your higher self, your true self, source, the universe, spirit, God. It's a relationship all your own, but it lives deep within us, in the quiet, in the stillness. It is here that we can be with it, intimately, one-on-one. No distractions, no interference, no judgment. Just connection, always providing loving guidance. It is here you will find your knowing. You might hear it, see it, or it might just come to you without communication at all. The remarkable thing about knowing is you never doubt it. It never comes with feelings of worry or inadequacy, and it's always with you. You can access it anytime you need it. Trust it. Guidance comes in other forms too. That beautiful guidance is always trying to make its way to us, helping us find our highest good, encouraging and supporting us, always working to lead us to our best selves. It comes in the way that works best for each of us too, and it can be persistent if we don't get it. Here are some of the other ways guidance can come through. Numbers. Do you see the same number on the clock when you wake up in the middle of the night? Look up the symbolism of that number. The meaning is likely to resonate deeply with you. Do you have a favorite number? Maybe it's an important date, like your birthday, that you seem to see when you're making a decision or considering a specific direction. You might catch it, for example, on the license plate ahead of you or the street number on a storefront that you happen to glance up at. This is usually a big affirmation for whatever is happening in your life at that time. It's a big thumbs up. Visual imagery and words is another way that guidance can come through. It just jumps out at you. They could be on a passing truck or on a sign, on a page of a magazine or book you randomly open to, lyrics of a song that seem to hit you in a way that makes you stop and notice. Yep, those are signs. Rainbows, feathers, or any number of things that may have significance to you can appear as a sign that your past loved ones are close by, supporting you. How about animals or birds? Do you always see cardinals or hawks maybe, toads, dragonflies, or some other animal or bird that others seem not to notice? Look up the significance of what you often see. Again, usually mind-boggling. Health issues. This is a big way guidance can come through. Our thoughts and attitudes affect our lives. Health issues are big attention getters that are difficult to ignore, guiding us to the healing we need. New York Times bestselling author Louise Hay wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life. In it, there's this excellent chart that suggests the root cause and meaning behind hundreds of ailments. Here are some examples. Cold sores, representative of bitter words that are left unspoken. Diabetes, longing for what might have been. Thought-provoking, huh? How about dreams? Dreams can be packed with guidance, sometimes literal, sometimes through symbols, particularly when you're wrestling with something. You can also be proactive about receiving guidance through your dreams. You can write down a question before going to bed and ask for guidance. Then, when you awake, write down everything you can remember. If you're one of those people who remembers your dreams, it might be a helpful method for you. Physical sensations. When you're working through something looking for guidance, you might notice you feel a fluttering or tingling, hot or cold sensation. Notice where you feel it. Is it on your left side, your right, in your hands, down your back? Working with your guidance can feel like learning a new language. Keep paying attention. You'll figure it out. Strong impulses. Have you ever been driving and get an impulse out of nowhere to make a turn or change lanes only to discover you missed an accident or a crazy driver? Or maybe you've been drawn to a book you weren't even looking for, and without any thought or contemplation, you just know you need to read it. This is all guidance. How about a sudden insight that pops into your head, seemingly out of nowhere? It can create a new understanding of something as an instant block of thought or come through as a vision. An example of this was shared by the author Richard Paul Evans. My son Kai devoured his Michael Vay book series when he was younger. Evans owned a claymation studio early on in his career. His company was working on a television commercial for one of Japan's largest food companies. It was a really big deal. It was their first client. He spent weeks trying to solve this specific production problem, and time was running out. Not knowing what to do, he prayed for help, then suddenly received a clear vision of an odd frame that, after he came out of his prayer, he sketched out and handed to his production manager. The manager asked him, "Where did you get this?" He responded, "I'm not sure, but let's try it." It worked brilliantly, in intricate and unexpected ways, deftly solving challenges that he never even realized existed. That's what a vision can be like. Inner voice. This is the way I receive guidance. It comes through as fully formed, cogent thoughts, articulated sentence after sentence. It's interesting how the guidance comes through in the way that works best for you. For instance, I never remember my dreams, so that wouldn't be the best way to guide me. That inner voice is the perfect modality for the literal person I am. I need it spelled out, plain and clear. These are just some of the many ways guidance can come through. And here are five things to keep in mind when you are connecting to that guidance. Number one, be open to it. It all starts here. Guidance is all around us, but if you're not open to it, you'll never notice it. If you don't look for it, you won't see it, feel it, or hear it. Leave the doubt behind. It's incredible what you will discover when you are open to it. What do you have to lose after all, right? Second, guidance comes in many forms. All those things I went through before are all just some examples, right? They can come through in those ways or in other ways or some combination of those ways. And it can and does evolve. Don't force it or try to control it. It's all about trusting, accepting, and allowing it. Number three, be patient. Attitude is essential. It's easy to get impatient or frustrated if you don't feel like you're getting anything. We can also feel like we aren't good at it or think we're unable to do it. If you fill yourself with negative thoughts, it makes it a whole lot harder. Trust me, it's all around you. Get yourself in a grateful mode. That's when you vibrate highest. Thank it for coming. Give yourself time to notice just how it comes through for you. Be patient. It always comes when it's supposed to. Four, write it down. Acknowledge when you notice any of it by writing it down. Keep a journal of all the guidance you feel is coming through, even if you're not exactly sure. I find the act of writing it down does two important things. First, when you're focused on writing, you're doing, not thinking. So your mind doesn't get activated with all those naysaying thoughts like, seriously, you believe this stuff? Or, come on, you're just imagining all of this. Or, that was just a coincidence. Trust me, write it down. The second benefit of writing it down is it's easy to forget what you've experienced. Writing it down captures it. I'm always amazed at how profound the signs are, particularly when you're reading them back. You also might find a repeated theme when you look at all of them together. Just write them down. You'll realize how many signs you get. I also think it's positive reinforcement. The acknowledging creates momentum for more of the same. And last but not least, have fun with it. You'll start finding yourself laughing out loud at some of the things you start noticing. It's crazy. And if you want, share it with me. You can DM me or email me at mary@maryobana.com or share it with me on Facebook or Instagram. I love this stuff. My contact info also I'll leave in the show notes. I believe you have a deep knowing, guidance that is ready to serve you. It is always accessible to you if you pay attention. I know there's a lot going on in our world and in each of our lives. I am really grateful that you've allowed me to share this time with you, that you've carved out for yourself. I launched this podcast with the hope of shining some light, expanding perspectives, and reminding everyone, and you in particular, how extraordinary you are. Sometimes amidst the challenges all around us, it can be easy to forget. If you think others would enjoy this podcast, thank you for sharing it. It would also mean the world to me if you would rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Your ratings and reviews make a big difference because it makes it easier for others to discover it so they can shine too. I'm glad you joined me today. Remember, you have loving guidance all around you and within you that is always ready to serve you. And that's pretty awesome. Until next time, take it easy.